Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets in a regular meeting this morning. Tuesday's meeting was postponed due to Veterans Day. One issue up for discussion will be the formation of a Citizens Advisory Group to provide oversight on how the tax revenue from Measure Z will be spent. Supervisor Mark Lovelace pointed out that the committee's recommendations will need to be a part of the county's budget for the next fiscal year, and that means the committee needs to be up and running fairly quickly.
Since it's a formative group that doesn't exist yet, figure February as a time for them to start meeting and figuring out how they're going to function, get their chair selected, and set a meeting schedule. Backing up from there further, you've got January for making the appointments to that. So that means we've got between now and January to really form up, what's the final formation of this committee going to be.
Lovelace said that the sales tax is a general tax measure and not specifically earmarked for a single purpose or department, and who will serve on the committee will need to be decided upon as well. Measure Z is expected to generate about $6 million per year in revenue for the county. The supervisors are also expected to approve a compensation plan for management and confidential employees for the upcoming fiscal year. The board has approved a memorandum of understanding that a one-time payment of $704 will be issued to those employees in lieu of ongoing salary increases. The cost to the county is just over $1 million, and Director of Human Resources Dan Falks said that it will save the county millions of dollars in the long run. The payments will go to confidential employees, deputy sheriffs, county administrative personnel, and department managers, but not to elected officials, appointed department heads, or law enforcement management. Also, the board will direct department heads to close their offices on Friday, December 26th. Changes have been recommended at the coroner's office. Jordan Christmas has more.
County Coroner Dave Paris issued a press release on Wednesday announcing that he will retire effective January 30th of 2015. Paris said that his retirement is due to the lack of sufficient funding, equipment, and staffing provided for the coroner's office, despite giving repeated requests to county leaders to increase the office's budget. The coroner has three deputy coroners on staff and one administrative employee, and Paris said that he has brought attention to the fact that the office is understaffed. Paris retires after 37 years of public service to local law enforcement and as the county coroner. Due to these circumstances, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors have added a new item to the agenda for today's meeting to discuss a possible consolidation of the sheriff and coroner's office.
Thank you, Jordan. Humboldt State University has hired Don Peterson to take over as the new police chief for the University Police Department. Once his background check is complete, Peterson will step in for current chief Lynn Soderberg, who has been the police chief for the last 3 years. Soderberg plans to be a resource for Peterson until he's comfortable in his new position. Peterson, who still works for the Broward County Sheriff's Office in Florida, has more than 29 years of experience in law enforcement. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision that occurred on Highway 101 near Garberville on Wednesday afternoon. 48-year-old Wyatt resident David Lockhart was headed southbound on 101 north of Garberville in a pickup when he collided with a Suburban driven by a 24-year-old Rio Del woman. The second vehicle was traveling north on 101 when Lockhart allowed his truck to leave the roadway and cross the median into the northbound lanes where it collided head-on with the Suburban. Both drivers suffered major injuries during the collision, but the driver of the Suburban succumbed to her injuries later at the hospital. Impairment does appear to be a factor in the collision. It was a tough 36 hours on local highways as the CHP and emergency personnel responded to traffic collisions across the county. Highway 299 was temporarily closed at about 3:30 on Thursday afternoon following a single vehicle collision about 2 miles west of Willow Creek. The driver of a vehicle had lost control and overturned, blocking the roadway in both directions. The roadway was fully reopened by about 6 o'clock. Emergency personnel also responded to a single vehicle collision on Highway 101, where another driver had lost control of their vehicle and overturned, blocking the lanes in both directions, near Big Lagoon. One-way controlled traffic was in place by just after 6. A third incident, this one involving three fatalities, happened north of Willits at just before 2 o'clock on Thursday when three cars were involved in a collision on Highway 101. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.